American officials have also considered Pervez Musharraf to be their guy, not least because they count on his help with the war in neighboring Afghanistan. The Afghan government is still struggling to stand on its own, and that government is fighting insurgents without much help from a modern weapon, aircraft. Afghanistan's air force was almost wiped out during decades of war. That leaves NATO supplying most of the air power against the Taliban, which explains why the U.S. wants to rebuild the Afghan Air Corps. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kabul.
Veteran pilot Muhammad Arif guides his aging Soviet-built Mi-17 helicopter back and forth over Kabul's rugged peaks, getting in some badly needed flying time. The Afghan Air Corps officer says he loves flying this helicopter, although he'd rather be flying missions to defend his country. But with only 11 helicopters working this week, he takes what airtime he can get, even if it's showing a reporter around, like he does on this day. His frustration is shared by others at the Kabul base that is headquarters to what was once a formidable air force in the region, a force that during Afghanistan's communist era boasted hundreds of helicopters, MiG fighter jets, and transport planes. But decades of war have left the Afghan Air Corps a shell of its former self. Even fewer in number than helicopters are the number of planes in use, most of them old Soviet-era propeller models. Personnel, on the other hand, are plentiful, if older, as no new pilots have been trained here in a generation. Equally large is the need Afghanistan has for a viable air force, given its growing war with insurgents. That the United States and NATO are filling the gap is welcome, but only somewhat. Afghan Flight Commander Colonel Khair Mohammad.
We are grateful for what America and the West are doing, but we need to rebuild our air corps faster. We should have jets, helicopters, and cargo planes so that we can defend our borders ourselves.
The U.S. military, which is in charge of rebuilding the Air Corps here, shares some of the Afghans' frustration. American advisors to the Corps say finding comparable aircraft and spare parts isn't easy. They add that sellers are jacking up the prices now that the United States has become a key buyer of Soviet-era aircraft and spare parts. Air Force Brigadier General Jay Lindell heads the rebuilding effort.
Well, we're very much at an infancy stage, if you could call it that. And we are crawling in small steps to build this Air Corps.
He adds that next week, the Afghans will get their first new aircraft, three Mi-17 helicopters from the Czech Republic. Two Antonov transport planes from Ukraine are likely to follow. Lindell says the number of new aircraft being purchased for the Afghan Air Corps, mostly for transporting troops and cargo, will rapidly grow over the coming year. The American government is also spending $20 million to purchase spare parts and other supplies to keep existing Afghan aircraft flying. Still, Lindell says it will take many more years to rebuild the Air Corps to the point when it can take over for NATO here.
Our first priority is to meet the immediate critical need, and that's air mobility capability.
This new Afghan Air Corps will be a far cry from the combat force it once was. But the Afghan officers, most of who worked for the force during the communist era, are reluctant to complain. Off tape, some say they don't feel they can truly defend their country unless fighter jets and attack helicopters are thrown into the mix. Afghan Defense Minister Abdulrahim Wardak has been more open about expressing such demands, having asked the Bush administration to provide A-10 attack planes and Apache helicopter gunships. But whatever tussles exist over the Air Corps' mission, Lieutenant Colonel Abdul Shafi Nuri says the Corps is far happier these days than during its years under the Taliban. The Afghan engineer in charge of maintenance says the Taliban didn't care whether the aircraft were airworthy. If one went down, so be it. Nuri recalls how a Taliban official stopped his team from approaching one particular crash site. The official lifted his hands in the air and said a prayer for the dead crew. He then sent Nuri's team away, saying the crash was God's will and merited no further review. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
I'm looking at pictures of Afghan helicopters, and you can head into the air and into the hangar with the Afghan Air Corps by going to this narrated slideshow, which you can find at npr.org.